Kim, love to start by asking you, why did you feel led to start this ministry to women, and specifically women in some of the hardest reach areas of our world today?
Well, first of all, thanks, Bridget, for having me on the air today. I'm really delighted to be with you and love WRMB and your ministry here. In the year 2000, I had the opportunity to go to India for the first time, and I saw for myself both the desperate plight of women, the way that women are so despicably treated, even little baby girls being aborted simply because they're girls, dowry deaths, women having acid thrown on their faces, and all of these despicable crimes, literally against women. But what I saw that really drew me in was how well the women used every investment that is made in their lives. So in other words, when you help a woman, when you teach a woman in that region to serve, to teach, to care for her family, anything that would rise her above her current circumstances, she takes that investment and just runs with it. So rather than a spirit of entitlement that can often come from a welfare mentality, they are very much empowered, and they're serving. It's a wonderful investment in both the lives of the women, their community, and the kingdom of God.
And so tell us a little bit more about that investment. How do you reach these women and empower them?
Okay. So since that time, it's been, 15 years now, we've grown. This ministry has grown, and we launched officially to be our own standalone women's ministry. And what we're doing now is training women leaders. We realize that if we train the indigenous or the local national women leaders, that they will in turn train other women. And we do that in about five different capacities. First and foremost is spiritual, helping them understand who they are in Christ, what the gospel means and what it means to their families as well. But also leadership development, because often just because a woman is married to the pastor, she's put in charge of a whole ministry. And a whole, group of other women. And so she may not have any leadership training whatsoever. Mm-hmm. So leadership development on a number of levels, depending on their literacy and educational background, as well as economic development, teaching them how to start and successfully operate their own small business. It's one thing to start it. It's another thing to be successful with it. We also do health training for personal women's health. They may not even understand fully, depending, again, upon their level of education, their own bodies, their families, and then community health, which can also be an outreach, like in a Muslim community. They can bring together other women for a seminar on health. And then as well, justice issues and advocacy, so overcoming some of the oppression of women.
I would love for you to share a story of a woman maybe that you met at one point, and after receiving the training and the encouragement, or just maybe over a period of years as she's grown in her walk with Christ, has come into her own or has come to be that leader or that mother or wife that God's called her to be.
I will point to one woman in sub-Saharan Africa. We work in Africa, Asia, and the Middle East, Arab world. But in sub-Saharan Africa, I remember a woman who first came to our leadership development training, later went through our microenterprise training. And she serves alongside her husband, who is a pastor, but she was a bit sheepish about it. She had aspirations, but she really didn't have the tools. So God had planted, his vision in her heart, and she had an encouraging situation at home, so that helps. But she has now become a leader of leaders, and she started her own nonprofit organization, and she is educating a number of women in sub-Saharan Africa, in Togo and Benin and Ghana and even beyond, very, very poor parts of sub-Saharan Africa. And she's training them in different specific skills and handicrafts, as well as the business, like how to start your own business, how to actually put that together. And, of course, incorporated in everything they do is prayer and the Word of God. It just goes without saying.
So as you said, there's a ripple effect
yes.
there. You train her, and now she's able to go and train others.
Yes, literally dozens.
And that's what Women in the Window does. And you're having an upcoming event, a spring luncheon. Tell us about this wonderful event where we can find out more about this ministry.
Wonderful. It's the inaugural spring luncheon of Women in the Window International. It'll be at the Beach Club in Palm Beach on March 11th, a Wednesday. At 11:30, there'll be a silent auction with some very interesting items from around the world, as well as our own community services and, actual items to sell. The speaker will be a woman from the Arab world who is actually serving now in Europe for security purposes. and just very current event situations that she's encountering on a daily basis. But she's seeing great, great impact through her work amongst women. Plus, you can just learn more about Women in the Window. A number of our servant leaders will be there who travel with us around the world and serve in these various capacities we've talked about. So we welcome you.
It's going to be a wonderful event, and I love the verse, the theme verse that you've chosen. It says, I have loved you with an everlasting love, and that really sums up the message, I think, that Women in the Window International spreads. So again, you can find out more information about their spring luncheon and even register for it. We've got a direct link to Women in the Window International when you come to our website, moodyradiosouthflorida.fm, and click on the Fresh Start banner.